Parents of addicts are routinely advised to be tough with their kids, to cut them off if necessary.
I was being told about tough love.
Tough love.
Rock bottom.
Rock bottom.
The belief is that somebody using substances, the only way they're going to change is if they have a massive pileup of negative consequences. That's not true.
Those are the opening lines from a new video that parents can use to help them deal with a child who is addicted to drugs. It was produced by the Partnership for Drug-Free Kids, and it promotes compassion and understanding rather than punishment. Martha Biebinger from member station WBUR reports.
It was Bea Duncan who reached for the phone at 2 a.m. on a January morning 9 years ago. Her son Jeff had been caught using drugs inside a sober home and was being kicked out. Bea and her husband Doug Duncan went and picked up their son. On the ride back home, they gave him an ultimatum.
It was either going back to the rehab or he had to leave home.
Bea Duncan says her son chose to leave. She remembers a lot of yelling, cursing, and tears as they stopped the car.
It was really, really difficult to actually just drop him off in a parking lot on our way home and say, you made the decision, no rehab, so we made the decision, no home. It was exquisitely difficult.
But in line with guidance Doug Duncan had received from other parents.
He's got to hit rock bottom. You're going to have to kick him out of the house.
2 torturous days later, Jeff Duncan came home. While he was in rehab for the second time, the Duncans decided their approach was not working. They sought help, eventually connecting with a program called CRAFT that stresses empathy over tough love.
I think there was more compassion and was more, wow, this is really difficult for you, more open questions to him instead of dictating what he should and should not behave like. And I started to feel an immense, a sense of relief.
Because Bea Duncan could focus on being a loving mom, not a cop.
I stopped having to feel like I had to be a private investigator and a controlling mom. And I could kind of walk side to side with him on this journey instead of feeling like I had to take charge of it.
The Duncans credit flipping from family consequences, like kicking their son out of the house, to outside ones, like losing a job due to drug use, with helping their son stick to recovery. Jeff's now 28 and sober for 9 years. Many drug users say, in hindsight, they appreciate being forced into treatment. But studies show that a compassionate approach and voluntary treatment are more likely to keep people alive. Nora Volkoff is director of the National Institute on Drug Abuse.
The concept of letting their children hit bottom is not the best strategy because in hitting bottom, they may die.
But parents, desperate for help, often don't know how to avoid hitting the bottom, as the Duncans did on that frigid January morning, leaving their son in a dark, empty parking lot. Today, Doug Duncan is a parent coach through the Partnership for Drug-Free Kids. He's on the phone with Doreen, a mom whose daughter is in recovery. We're only using Doreen's first name to protect her daughter's identity.
I was just wondering if you were to reach out to your daughter, how you might do that.
Doreen is upset about an angry text from her daughter, who has overdosed twice.
It brings me back there. In 2 seconds, I am back on that scene, thinking she's back on the heroin, she's not going to live.
But instead of panicking and replying with a confrontational text, Doreen pauses and searches for ways to be supportive.
That's really huge. It's really hard to do that, too. Your mind's screaming out. Ask that question.
Help get me out of here. I just want to ask her if she's taking drugs. But that's almost like an accusation.
Parent-to-parent coaching for 5 or 6 sessions is one feature of a new collaboration between the Graykin Center at Boston Medical Center and the Partnership for Drug-Free Kids. Families who call or text a hotline will have an initial conversation with a licensed therapist and get referrals for more services, including coaching. The Graykin Center's Michael Botticelli says parents need more help and ways to think about addiction as a disease.
If you listen to parents, they will say, well, you know, if their child had cancer, they wouldn't just completely disengage with them or be angry with them. So I do think that it aligns kind of our scientific understanding that addiction is a disease and not a moral failure with some of the practices that we know to be helpful and effective and probably much more compassionate and humane.
Parent coaches say compassion is not enabling. There are still limits and consequences, including jail time if warranted. But the parent's primary role is to support and understand. Joanne Peterson, who founded the Parent Support Network Learn to Cope, says coaches can help, but not in every case.
If someone doesn't feel safe in the home, what do you do? If somebody's under the influence and being violent, what do you do? It's great that we have more resources, and I applaud that, but we also need more professional help.
Meaning counselors, nurses, and doctors who really understand what it's like to live with and try to help someone in the throes of an addiction. For Here and Now, I'm Martha Biebinger.